Example, cited later in this work, is a universally observed weakening of indicator muscles in the presence of a chemical sweetener. The same muscles strengthen in the presence of a healthful, natural supplement. In the late 70s, Dr. John Diamond refined this specialty into a new discipline he called behavioral kinesiology. Dr. Diamond's startling discovery was that indicator muscles would strengthen or weaken in the presence of positive or negative emotional and intellectual stimuli, as well as physical stimuli. A smile will make you test strong. The statement, "I hate you," will make you test weak. Before we go any farther, let us explain in detail exactly how one tests, especially as the listener will certainly wish to try this himself. Here is Dr. Diamond's outline from his 1979 book, Your Body Doesn't Lie, of the procedure adapted by him from the classic description in H.O. Kendall's Muscles, Testing and Function. It takes two people to perform a kinesiological test. Choose a friend or family member for testing. We'll call him or her your subject. 1. Have the subject stand erect, right arm relaxed at his side, left arm held out parallel to the floor, elbow straight. You may use the other arm if you wish. 2. Face your subject and place your left hand on his right shoulder to steady him. Then place your right hand on the subject's extended left arm just above the wrist. 3. Tell the subject you are going to push his arm down as he resists with all his strength. 4. Now push down on his arm fairly quickly, firmly, and evenly. The idea is to push just hard enough to test the spring and bounce in the arm, not so hard that the muscle becomes fatigued. It is not a question of who is stronger, but of whether the muscle can lock the shoulder joint against the push. Assuming there is no physical problem with the muscle and the subject is in a normal, relaxed state of mind, receiving no extraneous stimuli, for this reason it is important that the tester not smile or otherwise interact with the subject, the muscle will test strong. The arm will remain locked. If the test is repeated in the presence of a negative stimulus, for instance, artificial sweetener, although you are pushing down no harder than before, the muscle will not be able to resist the pressure, and the subject's arm will fall to his side. A striking aspect of Diamond's research was the uniformity of response among his subjects. Diamond's results were predictable, repeatable, universal. This was so, even where no rational link existed between stimulus and response. For totally undetermined reasons, certain abstract symbols caused all subjects to test weak, others the opposite. Some results were perplexing. Certain pictures, with no overtly positive or negative content, would cause all subjects to test weak, while other neutral pictures caused all subjects to test strong. And some results were food for considerable surmise. Whereas virtually all classical music and most pop music, including classic rock and roll, caused a universally strong response, the hard or metal rock that first gained popularity in the late 70s produced a universally weak response. There was one other phenomenon that Diamond noted in passing, though devoting no deeper analysis to its extraordinary implications. Subjects listening to tapes of known deceits, Lyndon Johnson perpetrating the Tonkin Gulf hoax, Edward Kennedy stonewalling the Chappaquiddick incident, universally tested weak. While listening to recordings of demonstrably true statements, they universally tested strong. This was the starting point of the work of the author of this volume, the well-known psychiatrist and physician, David R. Hawkins. In 1975, Dr. Hawkins began research on the kinesiological response to truth and falsehood. It had been established that test subjects did not need any conscious acquaintance with the substance or issue being tested. In double-blind studies and in mass demonstrations involving entire lecture audiences, subjects universally tested weak in response to unmarked envelopes containing artificial sweetener and strong to